T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Don't forget, our friend, your friend, Scott Capurro, is on Instagram nightly live. He does 10 minutes of live comedy every night at 8 o'clock. And on Saturdays, he does a full half-hour set. And boy, does he stress out about it. It's unreal. I had no idea. He seems so free-flowing, but no, he like plans the whole thing out. And
then his partner ruins it, or what?
Basically, yeah.
All right.
Edson is just the king of that. He's just like, oh, so-and-so says this about you. He's like, yeah, I was just about to get to the punchline. Stop talking. It's not your show. Anyway, it is delightful. You'll love it. Follow Scott at Scott Capurro on Instagram.
Our text number, which is a way we'd love for you to stay in touch. I mean, we really do. We're trapped in our houses. I mean, we're voluntarily trapped in our houses,
yes.
But it's also the rule. So, I mean, it's
we're not essential to go out into the world.
Right. So we love being able to find out what's going on out there. And here's a few of the things you guys had to say. 800-400-3697. Oh, look at this. The reviews are in and they're good.
For what?
Way to go, Vinny. I listened to your side piece again. I haven't heard the mighty, mighty Boss Tones for some time.
Oh, I love that.
Bush's Everything Zen was a good one as well. Everyone who works on the show, it's a team, by the way.
Yeah.
Everyone who works
team.
On the show deserves a high five. Keep them coming. Robert, still out in Concord. Here's another one. Vinny, I finally got a chance to listen to your side piece. Loved it. Now that's real music. Not the crap Alice plays.
Oh,
hey,
real
Alice
nice.
Crap. That's not.
Hey,
you don't need to say
you
that.
You want Jade and Michael to slap you?
Didn't get to hear the whole show, as we usually sit down to watch TV around 7:30, but I loved what I heard. Any chance these will end up as podcasts? Probably not.
Why not? It would be easy enough just to throw that together as an hour.
You know,
although
there's
it's
already
the third party.
A team of-
It's the third-party audio.
Yeah, and there's a team of five people putting this together. I don't know how
well,
many
Bryn's
more
Bryn's already
people...
on the team. You don't need anybody else. Just Bryn.
Oh, you right, just Bryn, piled you... more work on Bryn's.
Bryn loves work. It seems like it anyway. He gets it all done.
You love volunteering me, that's for sure.
That is true. That's like my forte. Oh, you know who'd be great at that? Bryn!
called her out. Let's see here. Damn it! Now that hashtag thirst trap will no longer be cool because Sarah just said it.
Okay, boomer.
Vinny, why no fam on the air? We miss Isla. You know what? Actually, I don't have a problem with her coming on, but we do have a new segment on at 8:30 on, what is it, Tuesdays and Thursdays? So
Tuesday, Friday,
right. Today. Duh, we just did it. So I couldn't have her on today. It's actually kind of a nightmare to get her in here and out of here to begin with. But then with Annie's call, it doesn't work.
Listen,
I will try to have her
sit
on.
In. Just put another chair and another mic and another set of headphones, and then she can just hang.
Because I have another mic.
We'll get you one.
Just lying
nope,
around.
Bryn, that's your job, right? You give Vinny another mic and a.
You got it, dude.
All right, great, perfect. All set then. Chris wants to come in and hang out. Isla, if the Hulk baby wants some words to say. I mean,
anyway,
I got to say, I'm into watching the Hassan family circus. I really am.
I'm sure that you are. You're yeah. watching me drown right before everyone's very eyes. Look
and
at
I'm
Ben.
Like, all right, see you tomorrow. Come on.
Anyway, I will try to get her on Monday of next week. But that's also dependent on her getting up, which she has... She's living a different life right now, mm-hmm. not having to go to school until 10 o'clock. That's when they start the computer lessons. Let's see. Modesto is home to Gallo Wine, everybody. Hey, there she is. Hi, Isla. You want to say hi
real
quick?
Here she comes. Yeah. Hey, Isla. Get those headphones on her. Oh, did she hear her name get called out in the other room? Good morning, Isla.
Hi. Good morning.
Hello.
Can you, get over here in front of the camera so I can have a look at you. Still got your PJs on?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good for you. How's life these days?
Good.
Yeah, you enjoying all the mom and dad time?
Uh-huh.
How's Hulk Baby doing?
Good.
Yeah, she's, why do you giggle at that?
Because I'm happy.
Oh.
Because she keeps saying, I love you, and hugs me.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And hey, yesterday I earned an LOL.
Earned an LOL. Mean? What does that mean?
It means I earned a toy.
An LOL is a toy.
Yeah.
Who did
is
you earn
that?
Is it
in one of those balls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you told me about these. So how do you earn one of those?
So I have to be nice.
Oh, well, that must be easy for you.
I have to listen to my parents, and I can't fight.
And so are you so that's another thing you're learning in all of this, you know? Uh-huh. Listen to parents, don't fight, get an LOL doll.
Uh-huh.
You're getting a lot of screen time these days, huh? That's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, I ran a mile last night.
A whole mile?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Did you walk at all?
No.
You ran the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh my God, did they time you?
We got timed because my mom is having a challenge between my mom and Michelle Smart.
Oh, I know her, sure. So you did get time. Do you know how long it took you to run a mile?
I don't know.
Oh, well, you know what? Check with your mom when you're done here, and I'd be interested to hear that information.
Okay.
Well, very excited. Do you guys have big plans for mom this weekend?
Yeah.
That sounds like a no, Isla.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so you made like a card and stuff. You got some stuff going.
Well,
on.
I made something for her.
Oh, good. Don't say it on the air in case she's listening, but just want to make sure mom gets taken care of. Well, it's always great to see you. You look very pretty today, and I hope you have a wonderful day and a great weekend.
I had to say something. I didn't get to say it that a couple minutes ago. A couple days ago, I got a bunk bed for my dolls.
You're kidding me.
Whoa.
No.
You're telling me Blair and Mallory, what's the other one's name?
Joss.
Blair and Joss have their own bunk beds now?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Do you have to make the bed every day when they get out?
Yeah.
Oh, good. It's a good habit to learn, huh?
I like making their beds. It's fun.
Well, sure. It's like being a mom, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, tell everyone to have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend.
You too, Isla. Great to talk
good
to you.
Good to see you, Isla.
Nice to see
good
you.
Job today.
Great to see you too.
Okay. Bye now. She continues to stare into the camera and she's just waiting. Oh my God, she is so cute. Oh.
She ran a mile last night. They went out after dinner and her mom was beaming, like, oh my God, she ran a whole mile. And it has to do partly because of the health challenge we were dealing with earlier in the year.
Yeah, sure.
But to see her out and exercising, oh God, her mom was like practically in tears.
That's great. But she said she got timed, but she didn't know what the time was. Do you know what her time on a mile was?
I don't know. I was running up the stairs as they came in because I had a 2-hour Survivor to watch. So
yeah.
I had to get up there and mow through that thing. Let's see here. I've got a few more texts before we tap out. Let's see. A bunch of people wrote in what the FNMU means.
Oh, yeah. What does that mean?
Bleep and make up. Bleep and marry you. Is that possible?
That makes sense.
What was that in regards to? I forget what that was in regards to.
It was a
to.
Song by Kehlani, right?
Yep.
Called F and M U?
FMNU, yes.
FMNU, right. All right.
So I don't know, but I do
Could
know
be
that.
Fight and makeup.
The record cover's spectacular. I assume that's Kehlani on it.
Well, let's hope Kehlani put herself on her cover of a record and not some other girl.
A lot of people wrote in about Haley Steinfeld's cover of Annie Lennox, so I wasn't the only one that recognized it.
Yeah, I didn't recognize it, but that was, you know, good call on your part. No $50 because you don't have Venmo, which is too bad. You should get that, and then I'll be able to pay you stuff.
So if I get Venmo, no, then I can have my $50?
Well, then I'm going to switch to Zelle or whatever it's called.
Okay.
Just keep getting new things. So I just need to get your information out there, Ven. Who am I?
All right.
I'm reading the lyrics to the FNMU song,
uh-huh.
And one of the lines is, "Why I gotta F you up to make you F like that."
Oh.
You know? Oh, she's gotta be mean.
To make him have the makeup.
Do it the right way.
Right. That makes sense.
She's gotta give it to her like angrily.
Mm-hmm. F and makeup makes sense.
Hmm.
Right. I mean, fight and makeup.
Sure. One of those.
Alice Pow, right in the kisser.
The honeymooners.
We got a lot of comments about the brief Sean Connery appearance on the show today.
Took my head clean off.
Now, someone wrote in and said, "What are you guys talking about? You've played that before." I don't think we have. I don't believe either. I've heard that before, but maybe.
We might have, though. You know, maybe I buried it somewhere.
Oh, you're breaking my heart, Sean Connery. Says 408.
Well, it depends what she's done.
Yeah, I can't believe
has she been nagging at me?
Oh, here it is. Vin, what do you mean you didn't know? You guys have played the Barbara Walters interview with him saying he slaps women before. Maybe. I don't remember it.
I mean, right, it's possible. We play a lot of stuff and we've been here for 23 years. So, yes, it is possible that we forgot.
Vinny is, oh boy. As bad as the tagline for Taming of the Shrew with Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor, the movie is 10 times worse. He's an alcoholic wife beater and he's celebrated for it. Yeesh. I've never seen an Elizabeth Taylor movie in my life.
Oh, you should. She's beautiful. God, she's great. What a face.
So you've seen a bunch of her movies or just
seen
that
a few.
One?
Cleopatra. I have seen that. I feel like I have seen The Taming of the Shrew. But possibly I've just seen the play done by somebody else or something. I don't know. But yeah, I've seen a bunch of her movies. You know, I used to watch a lot of old movies as a kid. That's, you know, it's all you could do on a rainy day. Turn on Channel 56 in Boston and just watch it. Watch movies. Creature Double Feature. Seen all those.
Oh, I saw that ad too, by the way, that you said CBS put on Survivor about the
Sunday movies coming back.
It looks like in the ad it says for the month of.
They're only specifying it's going to be a month.
Maybe they'll extend it if the ratings are good. I'm sure that's, you know.
John and I both went, oh, remember those? Like when we were kids, there was a CBS Sunday night movie. And my parents would want to get us the hell out of there. I think it used to come on after The Wonderful World of Disney, which I have no idea what channel that was on. Could that have been on ABC? Were they affiliated at that time? But there was The Wonderful World of Disney. And like Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. And then they'd be like, you got to go to bed because we're going to watch a CBS Sunday night movie. Because they couldn't tape things back then.
Right.
Get out. I know.
We've come a long way in a short time. That's for sure.
We sure have.
Vinny, I loved your side piece last night. The music was fantastic and loved hearing your voice. Wish there was a station that played your music all the time. Well, I don't know what to say about that.
It's all 105. I mean, it's.
Mm-hmm. Vinny, the Niners posted the 2020 season schedule yesterday. There's hope yet. Yeah, I'm telling you, football is moving
business
forward
as
if there is no problem. So, and that's
good
great
luck to them. Yep.
I look forward to watching.
It is a TV show, so even if they can't fill the stands, if they can find a way to make it happen, all right.
I agree that the Tony, Ben, Sarah trio has become tiresome. But if Natalie, Tyson, or Rob get back in the game, they all have immunity idols, that could break the three up.
It could. Yes, immunity idol is going to be a huge part of this. It's just going to be really tough. You got to get Denise to jump ship. You got to play the immunity idol just right. I hope to God Although on the other hand, then I'm like, what do I care? I don't think that Denise deserves it. I don't think Michelle deserves it. I think someone who sat on Exile Island doesn't deserve it. So maybe I want Tony to win.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, deserve is a weird... Does anyone deserve $2 million? I mean, they have played the game. Sure.
Yes.
So, and that's the prize for playing. Right.
But like, if let's say Natalie, the first person voted off who spent the longest time at Extinction, if she came back and somehow won the game, I just don't know if that would be the right way to do it. I actually wish that they had not started Exile so soon. Like, I wish the first six people just left. Or however right. many. Because it just feels like...
I agree.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I'm telling you, I was watching last night's Tribal, and I found the people who've been banished way more interesting than the people remaining in the game.
Absolutely.
I'm looking at my guy Yule, and I'm looking at Boston Rob, and I'm looking at Tyson, and I'm thinking all the entertainers are over there.
Uh-huh, honey.
So the people that I really want to watch are waiting for a chance for one of them to get back in. It's too big of a group. It's really right. a lot. Hey, Vinny, my sister flies for UPS, so thank your brother. I'm happy he's keeping my sister safe.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah,
there you
that
go.
Is nice.
He's definitely worked on one of her planes, probably. Probably yep. definitely.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Vinny, I listened to your side piece last night on Alt-105.3. It felt weird listening to you in a different venue, but it was a great playlist, and I welcome the change in music. You rock. Thanks.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's another thing that's probably just like the Sunday night movie. The side piece is probably, its survival depends on its buzz and following. So
yeah, listeners wanted.
Keep coming. Otherwise, it'll just go poof. Tea and sandwiches on a bike ride, Sarah?
Yeah, we're going to wind up someplace. Listen, I have thermoses and a picnic basket. I'm a good little packer. I can fit the picnic basket in my basket, in my
I'm
bike basket.
I'm a good little packer?
I'm a good little packer.
All right. Yeah,
I get all the stuff you need to pack a nice picnic.
I think that is enough of your text for one day. Thank you so much for sending them. We'll be back right after these to say goodbye.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday, and thank you for listening. Whatever you're doing this weekend, there's actually a lot going on. For instance, here at El Parque de Clarke, we have a 24-hour live coverage of Water Lily 2020. Will the Water Lily make it to the top of the pond? I mean, it's riveting content like this that is really, you know, that you can fill your days with.
Why don't you plug your Instagram, because that's where that show happens, right?
That would be Clarky Clark.
There you go.
Yeah. And actually, I'm going to go on Hooman's podcast. What is it, Bryn? It's not a podcast. It's a Insta.
He calls it a Podgram.
Right. So, and Bryn is going to go on it too. Hooman with a special guest, Maz Gibrani. Join us at 11.
That's today?
Today, yes. I don't know how I got talked into this
again.
Well,
you just
again.
Can't get enough of broadcasting.
I clearly can't, Vinny. I mean, you think I'd want to go take a nap, but somebody keeps pestering me to be on their Podgram.
Well, I'll tell you something about the nap. This is the ongoing problem that I'm dealing with now that we broadcast from home is my coffee high.
Yes.
Is I'm tweaking through the show and I'm good with it. And then
yeah,
the show
sure.
ends and here I am going, what am I going to do with this jolt I've got going? I'm going to have to go run the kid through the neighborhood because, man, I'm having too much coffee now.
Listen, at 12 noon after you've just spent 2+ solid hours with that kid,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you'll be on the downside of the
I
caffeine.
Hope so, right.
You could nap maybe till, say, 2 p.m. Take
I'd
yourself
like
a
that.
Couple
Let's
hours
hope.
To stay up. Yeah.
Fingers crossed. That's my afternoon plan. Anyway, yeah. I hope you guys have a great one. I know some areas of the Bay Area are starting to emerge, and I'm going to go take a look at that this afternoon. So hopefully Monday I'll be able to report on what that looks like, and maybe the rest great. Of the Bay Area will be joining soon.
And Bryn, I hope that your gout fully clears up over the weekend.
Me too. Thank you.
Yes. Have a good one, you guys. We'll catch you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
T
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.